from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban 3 fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck can pull a truck, hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to Springsteen.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama is.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Friday. Cool. Love myself a Friday. Someone took issue. Someone DM'd me on Instagram. Last few shows, I've been clear. Hey, there's not much going on in sports. And so we're having fun. Our program director, Len, called me today. Tell me how good the shows have been, how great our ratings have been, by the way. I should have told you off the air, Solana. Crowder's off today. If you were listening yesterday, you know Crowder's off today. I'll be off the entire week next week. Today, we have an unbelievably special show. I'll get to that in a second. So I've been saying all week, last couple of weeks, really, nothing much going on in sports. Tua still doesn't have a contract. Parade's over. Somebody DM'd me and they're like, you know, it's BS. More people down here love soccer than anything. You've got two giant tournaments going on, Copa and Euros and blah, 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 blah. How dare you say there's nothing going on in sports? And I get that. There's also Wimbledon going on. It's a pretty big tennis tournament. DMer. Hey, DMer, you didn't mention Wimbledon. Pretty big tennis tournament. You understand what I'm saying, though? Dolphins, there's no, they're like 15 days away, 2 weeks away from getting underway. Panthers, Heat, they're off. Marlins, they have the worst record in the National League. They have the worst record in the National League. They're not giving us anything to talk about. Inter Miami, I don't even think they're playing, right? Because of the Euros and the Copa?
Still playing, Hawk.
How they doing?
Pretty good, actually, man.
I'm a big fan of theirs, so that's good to hear.
You're wearing pink today. I imagine that's for Inter Miami.
The hair.
You're excited for their next game, right?
Oh, my God. What is that? Who do they got there? They got the Rowdies, Tampa Bay Rowdies.
They'll play on Wednesday. They're off tomorrow.
You got a friendly against the Miami Fusion?
Yeah. They're bringing back the Fusion. Absolutely.
That's awesome. There's something I can get behind. They still got Messi on that team?
Yeah. Number 10 is still there, Hawk. Not playing with him right now, but still on the roster.
So he's doing double duty? He's with the... It was with the Argentinians?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm a big fan. So there is some stuff going on in the world of sports. But today, once again, we're going to deviate because we have this unbelievable opportunity presented to us. And with Crowder being off today, it was almost like fortuitous. The Office is having this reunion con in Miami tomorrow and Sunday. It's called the Office Reunion. I don't know. Something like that. It's at the Miami Airport Convention Center. And like 30 cast members are going to be there. The most noteworthy probably is Rainn Wilson, who played Dwight. Angela is going to be there. Angela Kinsey, the actress. This, from what I understand, is the first convention that both Dwight and Angela will attend together.
Huh.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Oscar's going to be there. Toby's going to be there. But so many characters. And the organizer said, hey, do you want to have some of the Office characters on? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. And Solana loves the Office as much as I do. And you know I've had this running thing on the show about Robert California and D'Angelo Vickers and the Invisible Juggling and Will Ferrell and Step Brothers. But anyway, so... today on the show, Andy Buckley, who played David Wallace, is going to join us. He was the CEO. He was the CFO at the beginning. Then he became the CEO, and then he bought the company after Suck It. If you're an Office fan, you know. So David Wallace is going to join us. Meredith, Kate Flannery, played the character of Meredith. She was like the Office drunk. Shaved her head when she got head lice. You know what I'm saying. She got a bat in her head because Dwight put the pillowcase with the bat in it over her head. You know what I'm saying. If you're an Office fan, Kate Flannery is going to join us today. And Creed, who played Creed. That's the actor's name. Creed Bratton played Creed Bratton on the show. Creed is going to join us today as well. So it's like our own little Office reunion. And I'll bug them all about how bad D'Angelo Vickers was. That'll be fun.
That's your angle here, huh? You just want to pepper them with your take?
No, I just want to talk about The Office. I love The Office. My favorite show of all time. But I would be remiss if I don't bring up, because I've been so adamant about it for years on
you
this
have.
Show.
Yeah.
I would be remiss if I don't bring up my distaste for D'Angelo Vickers.
That's your avenue, man. Like, you're pretty much on an island of absolutely hating Will Ferrell on The Office. I think
most people hate that character.
Well, they hate the character, but they appreciated it, though.
I don't know. I don't want to get into the whole thing, but it's what he does with all his movies, which is just, hey, watch, I'll do funny stuff. You don't even have to write anything. Because you know that Invisible Juggling wasn't written.
Genius.
Like, he's like, oh, just keep the camera on and I'll get rolling. And everyone has to pretend that the Invisible Juggling was so fun.
So
but anyway, this Office reunion is Saturday and Sunday at the Miami Airport Convention Center. And I'm leaving for the Jersey Shore tomorrow, or else I would be there. I would probably go both days. This is such my wheelhouse. I'm so pissed that I'm going to miss it. But from what I understand, when they've done these before, there have been like 10,000 people who show up for this. So I imagine the same will be true. And I'll give you all the details throughout the show if you want to go tomorrow or Sunday. In addition to that, we'll give you headlines and if anything does happen, Tua does sign a contract or something, we'll let you know.
I don't think that's happening, Hawk. Sorry, Dolphins fans.
It's got to happen at some point.
I don't think that's happening.
Got to happen at some point. So, and Solana, by the way, is going to be out and about. When is this? Sunday?
Yeah,
Sunday.
You
love this soccer, man. After you guys got jumped in Charlotte, you and your dad and your brother, you still love soccer, or all of a sudden you're not a soccer fan?
I told you I'm not mad at the Colombian supporters. I'm mad at the select few. I shouldn't say select few. I should say select plenty that decided to be just dummies. But, man, I'm not mad at the Colombian fans as a whole. I happen to be rooting for Colombia. I shouldn't
say that. Are you angry at your sport of soccer?
I'm not. I'm angry at the CONMEBOL for just being dummies and selling out for profits and not sectioning off supporters the way it should be done, as it's done across the world in soccer. At major soccer events everywhere in the world, supporters for each fan base are sectioned off so that these types of incidents don't occur. And in the United States, it's not done that way. The CONMEBOL should have done it that way. But instead, they like the resale tickets. They like to make as much profits as possible, partnered up with those clowns from Ticketmaster. So that's what ends up happening. Families get attacked, and there's fights in the stands. And it's stupid.
Your
in the World Cup.
In particular.
Correct.
So Lana talked about this yesterday at the beginning of the show. Somebody texts in, how's your dad feeling?
Yeah, he's good. He's good. My dad, he's at that point now where, like, he wears it as a badge of honor. Like, oh,
yeah.
We got attacked by hooligans. Like, not too thrilled about it, but he's...
I mean, at some point, like, if you're a big soccer fan, at some point you should be attacked by hooligans.
Correct, yeah.
Right? I mean, it's kind of a rite of passage.
Yeah, yeah. But you're right, I am going to be at Mickey Burns in downtown Hollywood Sunday. So it's the Copa America block party. It starts at 2 p.m. There's going to be live music, food trucks, ice-cold beer specials the entire day and night. You're going to have a chance to enter for Inter Miami tickets once Leo Messi comes back, by the way. And there's going to be a ton of prizes, giveaways. It's going to be a lot of fun. Again, Mickey Burns in Hollywood is where all the action is going to be at. Come find me. I'll hook you up. Ice cold beer specials. You'll get yourself a couple cervecitas. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. That's Sunday in Hollywood. Jimmy, have you ever been attacked by hooligans?
Never. They don't want these hands.
That's right. They don't want those hands. They wanted Solana's hands. They don't want your hands. All right, let's get headlines, because Andy Buckley, who played David Wallace on The Office, this is so delightful for me. I think this might be my final show ever. I know that'll make some listeners happy, but I'm going on vacation for a week next week. If I leave today and I just, it's all cast members from The Office on my final show, I'm pretty much done here. I did talk with Len, though. Our ratings are just through the roof. Have you talked to him about it?
I haven't. I haven't spoken to Len about it, no.
Thank you, listeners. And Len, and probably all of us, attribute it to Jimmy. So thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm so excited about today. I really am. I love The Office more. This is one of those times where this job, you go, wow, we get to spend some time with television actors who I literally watch every night.
Yeah.
I have seen every episode of The Office a dozen times.
We really are big fans. Like, this isn't shtick.
Right.
Because you and I, during the pandemic, talked about The Office is streaming. We're rewatching
constantly.
It the entire time. I've seen it front to back, right? Like, start to end.
Yep.
Four times at least.
Yep.
And bro, it's a classic. Best
I remember,
show maybe ever.
When Ryan McGuire was our program director, he's like, I have an interview availability with this John Taffer. Is that the bar rescue guy?
Yeah, bar rescue.
He's like, it's the greatest show, because he watched. He's like, it's the greatest show, you gotta have this guy. So I had John Taffer on, I had to pretend like I watched the show, which I don't. You fix up the bars. You know, this is so great.
Oh, this John Taffer. Oh, let me see you put a roll of paper towel in a beer again, please. Tell me. Show
yeah.
me one more time,
Let me see
time,
how
John
to pour
Taffer.
A beer properly.
Uh-huh.
Let me see what the beer does in my stomach so I know how to drink it properly. Okay. But I had to pretend. This isn't pretend. We love The Office. It's my absolute favorite television show of all time. Anyway, quick look here at headlines with Alejandro Solana, and then we're going to talk with David Wallace from The Office. Dream job.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, We Know Trucks. You mentioned sports happening, and I'll give you those headlines. So the person that DM'd you, here you go. In Wimbledon action right now, you have the men's singles semifinal. Carlitos Alcaraz did win today. Dude always loses the first set and then wins the next three. It's incredible the amount of first sets that he's lost in this tournament to go on and win a match anyways. He beat Daniil Medvedev, that's Crowder's boy, in four sets. He's going to play in the final. So you have, on Sunday, you have the Euro Cup final between England and España, Spain. And then Carlitos Alcaraz, who is a Spaniard, will play in the Wimbledon final. And then you have the Copa America at night as well. So it really is a action-packed Sunday leading into MLB All-Star Week, by the way, which begins over the weekend.
A little home run derby.
Yes, sir. I believe the home run derby is Monday?
Usually Monday night, and then the All-Star game is usually Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Marlins did play yesterday. They did lose yesterday 6-3, so they're swept by the Houston Astros. They remain on the road, open up a three-game series versus the Cincinnati, as Crowder would say, Rojos. Cincinnati Reds, 7:10 p.m. tonight is your first pitch from Cincy.
All right.
As I mentioned, Inter-Miami's off until Wednesday. Copa America third-place match will be played in Charlotte, Bank of America Stadium, Uruguay versus Canada tomorrow.
You're heading back for that one?
At 8 p.m. I thought about it. Listen, if there's one group of people I feel confident I could beat up, it's Canadians. Let's be real.
A redemption tour for yourself. A little redemption tour.
Yeah.
Let's get tomorrow. A GoFundMe together. Let's send the Solana family for the Uruguay game back in Charlotte.
That's tomorrow at 8 p.m. I can't imagine too many of Uruguay's best players are going to play on the notion that they're all going to be suspended for jumping into the stands. So they might actually call me up to go start for them at center back tomorrow.
And somebody texts in. The problem is there wasn't enough Uruguayan fans to fill a section. They should have had a little 10x10 pop-up awning in the corner.
Stop. Don't be ridiculous. One section is all it would have taken, brother. One section. And then the Copa America final, it really is going to be a spectacular event here in South Florida. Sunday, 8 p.m., Hard Rock Stadium. Leo Messi and Argentina looking for their second consecutive Copa America title. It would be a record 16th for Argentina since the start of the tournament. They're tied with Uruguay, 15 Copa Americas each. It would cap off maybe be one of the best runs in international soccer history, a Copa America title for Argentina, a World Cup title for Argentina, followed by another one. And Colombia's looking in their third ever Copa America final for another championship. They've been the best team in the tournament, and it would cap off an unbelievable run by the Cafeteros.
All right.
Those are pretty much your headlines, Hawk. You have Good Heat Summer League action beginning tomorrow, by the way, 6:30 p.m.
I'm only interested in talking about the office today. I got to be honest with
you. All right.
I'm just treading water to have all our office guests on.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. It's been partly cloudy, raining in parts of South Florida. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the upper 70s, low 80s, and humid. That's your weather.
First office guest of the day, Andy Buckley, who played David Wallace. He joins us next.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Bobody. I like it.
Hawk and Crowder. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is beyond exciting for me. And anyone who listens to this show, they know that I love The Office. I watch The Office reruns on with, you know, commercials. You and Crowder, Solana and I love The Office. Crowder's never really watched an episode of The Office, but they both make fun of me because I watch The Office with commercials. I just love having it on. That's comfort food for me. And so there's a huge event coming up this weekend. The Office Reunion. The official title is The Reunion, an Interactive Office Convention, and it's at the Miami Airport Convention Center Saturday and Sunday. And if you want tickets, you want info, you can go to officereunion.com or theofficereunion.com. There's another website, too. I'll have the official website for you in a second here, because this is something, if I wasn't going to the Jersey Shore tomorrow, I would be there on Saturday and Sunday. That's how much I love The Office. And if you listen to this show, I love to get into the minutia of The Office. Everyone knows I hate D'Angelo Vickers with a passion. I love Robert California more than most of my own family members. And for me, David Wallace is one of the most underrated characters from The Office. And Andy Buckley, who played David Wallace, is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And this is an unbelievable treat for me and for Solana. So welcome to the show, Andy.
Thank you very much, gang. Thanks, Hawk. Thanks, Solana. Thanks to the good people at Toyota of what'd you say, Hollywood?
Sure, Toyota of Hollywood. Very nice.
Toyota of Hollywood hotline, man. Thanks for providing.
Very nice of you. Very nice of you. Is David Wallace, is that an underrated character, or am I doing you a disservice by saying he's an underrated character?
Hey, I'll go with it. Yeah, he should have won Emmy after Emmy after Emmy. No. I mean, I guess he's underrated. I don't know. I get a lot of love, so it's nice. I mean, it's, you know, I stroll through an airport and, you know, college kids are like, suck it!
Suck it! Or they yell, did you what? Like the suck it storyline? Some people thought that was a little goofy. Did you like the suck it storyline?
I loved it. Although at the time that was like my last episode for like a year and a half. We were doing the reading, like they call it the table read, which you do on whether it's a drama or, you know, comedy, you read the next week's episode the week before lunch on generally a Wednesday. So the writers can hear the jokes and everything. It's a comedy. They're hearing the jokes and I'm reading. I'm like, well, wait a second. Am I gone? Like, and they said, yeah, you'll be gone for a while. We'll figure out a way to bring you back. But like, you're done.
So you learned that at the table reading?
At the table reading. Like, wait, I just bought a boat. No. but yes. So, but that was a phenomenal. I mean, it's the greatest. That's what college kids yell out at airports. So I love it. It's really a treat.
And Andy, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but you really were only in like 50 episodes, I think, in the show. And prior to you know, the Michael Scott Paper Company, you were never at The Office, right?
Like you're exactly right. You're rounding up. I was technically, I think, only in 38 episodes, but yeah, I always round up to 100. No, but yeah, no. I barely did 40 episodes, and yeah, that was the thing. It was always the first couple of seasons I was there. It was always he would come to corporate and it would be there
or on the phone. Right?
Yeah. And then I don't even remember what the first episode was where I actually went to Scranton, but it was during like the Charles Minor. No, it was the year before that. It was like the Golden Ticket and all that.
Oh, Golden Ticket.
And so it was a blast, because then I got to be, I felt like I was more a part of the show, just because it wasn't just me and Steve, who's, you know, as nice a guy, as funny a guy, I mean, you know, as you're ever going to find. Aside from, I guess, when I had the party at my house, I guess, aside from that.
That one was a weird one, too. I never really understood the let's go play basketball. And I love the fact that it gets you and Jim away from everything. But I don't understand how the CFO of the company is going to say at this dinner party, let's go play basketball. Let's shoot some hoops. But I don't want, listen, like I said, I like the minutiae. I don't want to pick and pull at it. But that, I mean, what are we doing there? You have a house party going on. You can't go shoot baskets with Jim.
Well, you know, I don't want to hang around with, like, you know, the crowd. I'd prefer to hang around with Jack Ryan. You
know? Little did you know at
go
that
shoot
time
baskets with him.
Become right. So here, let me reset this, because Solana's telling me what the actual website is, which I think it is the website that I gave, but also you can go to reunioncon.com. It's the office reunion, an interactive office convention. It's at the Miami Airport Convention Center Saturday and Sunday. Some of the office cast members who will be there, obviously Andy Buckley, who played David Wallace, will be there. Rainn Wilson.
Incredible. I hear that guy is incredible.
We hear great things about him as well.
Wallace was the most underrated character in the history of television.
Rainn Wilson will be there. Angela Kinsey will be there, played Angela, obviously. Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley, will be there. Creed Bratton will be there. Kate Flannery, who played Meredith. Paul Lieberstein, who played Toby, one of the greatest television characters of all time.
Yeah.
As I go down this list, again, I really wish that I was going this weekend, but I'm going to be out of town. What is it like
when you want?
I would appreciate that. What is it like when you do these conventions, the office conventions? I remember famously, you know, there were always these Star Trek conventions, and then William Shatner went on Saturday Night Live and just torched these people who come out to the Star Trek conventions. And they're so, you know, they're dressed as their characters. But I know that there's cosplay and all this stuff. So what's it like when you do one of these office conventions?
It's they're super fun. Nobody ever comes dressed as Wallace, I can tell you that. you know, he's not a popular, costume in the costume contest. Kevin with the chili is a good one. But no, it's a blast. I mean, what a thrill. Like, I'm extraordinarily grateful to have been on the show. And, you know, you got all these people who are super enthusiastic about it and they want to talk to you about it. And it's a ton of fun. And then occasionally there's someone who, like, has some, you know, really sort of heartfelt thing. You know, they were going through something medically that was horrible or whatever it was. And the comedy helped them get through it. And again, as Solana said, I only did you say 50 or 70? I can't remember how many episodes you
200.
Said.
I think I said 200.
We're only in 200 of the 210 episodes. So that's always lovely to hear of someone, you know, if it has additional meaning aside from just being that much more fun. But no, they make it so fun. It's nuts. Yeah, and like Rainn will be there. The line to meet him will be nuts. And Angela, and I think they're doing something special. Jan Levinson Gould's going to be there. Tim Meadows is, I forget his character name. But they were at the Chili's.
The famous Chili's episode. Yeah.
He's doing stand up, I think, Saturday night. Like, and obviously he's a funny guy. One of the funniest. Roy from The Warehouse is going to be there. So it's this time. So there've been two of them. They've been an absolute blast. People come from like Europe. They come from Asia. You know, up in Canada, it's the first one was in New Jersey and second was in Chicago last year. And people come from all over the place. And it's just a hoot. And they all know the show a lot better than I do. You know, there's a Poor Richard's pub set up and people are having a couple of drinks there.
That's cool.
You know, there's Dwight Schrute's car is there. they got everything.
So I really wish I was going. So now I did say when I was introducing you, I hate D'Angelo Vickers with the passion of a thousand suns. And Will Ferrell's on my Mount Rushmore of Saturday Night Live cast members. I think he's one of the funniest guys.
He is a division manager.
And I don't get it. Did you like the D'Angelo Vicker, do you watch the episodes the way that we fans do? Like, do you watch them over and over? Do you watch them on Comedy Central? Do you have, you know, passionate takes on characters and storylines, or that's impossible because you were too close to it?
No, I mean, obviously I've seen them all. I've seen a lot of them, certainly more than a number of times. I actually like D'Angelo Vickers, just, you know, as crazy as it was, as crazy as his character was, just because I've gotten to work with Will on a couple of movies. So, and I had done a movie with him before the other guys, you know, like, so I got to know him, and he's a super nice guy. So there you go. So I innately like D'Angelo Vickers. You know, I guess he was a good foil, and he knew he was only there for four episodes. That was the whole thing, which I'm sure you know. Like, he, you know, he called NBC and said, "Hey, look, you're losing Steve. I don't know if you know what you're doing, but I'm happy to fill in. I love the show." That was the thing that was so crazy, is so crazy fun for me when I got to the set. This is like in 2009 of the other guys, and I'm in it like 4 or 5 minutes, according to Solana. Where I was
in for an hour. Solana's tracking everything you do, by the way.
You know, I know. He was in that 87 of the 95 minutes. We're gonna keep that joke going. I get there during lunch. You know, a couple of days before I'm supposed to be filming, and I happen to sit down, and like Will comes right over and he sits down right across from me. He's like, "The show is freaking awesome this year. What happens? Like, what happens next week?" It was during the whole Michael Scott Paper Company and you know, Idris Elba being there, Charles Minor.
Another underrated character. Charles Minor is one of my favorite characters.
Yeah. How great was he? And that was like right as he was kind of becoming. He had a movie that came out right when he was there for, I guess he was there like seven, eight episodes. Thing with Beyonce that was similar to Fatal Attraction, like in the story. And boom, he just became like a kind of a movie star overnight. It was kind of, I guess maybe it wasn't overnight, but over the next year or two, but that was the beginning of it. It's like, holy crap, this guy, like, he was in the number one.
It was so great to see The Office with a hard-ass boss, right? Yeah. Because we'd never seen that kind of character before.
Michael had to, you know, it was like, Michael had to step up. I want him out. I want him out. Charles is saying, the company.
Can you tell Hawk though that the invisible juggling scene is iconic? Like, can you settle this for us, because he hates it with a passion?
It's one of the worst.
I think it's just comedic gold.
Scenes of all time. The Will Ferrell invisible juggling scene.
I think that's funny as heck myself, but you know, as you like, I mean, the Will Ferrell, you know, Saturday Night Live thing, that's just all his skits, is, I guess, that and the Christopher Walken one are the two greatest, I think. But no, I mean, he's like, he and Steve are like two of the all-time funniest people on the planet.
Andy Buckley, by the way, played David Wallace on The Office. He's with us. If you want to go to The Office reunion this Saturday and Sunday at the Miami Airport Convention Center, go to reunioncon.com. So many Office cast members are going to be there. This is going to be heaven if you're an Office fan. Robert California, though, was one of maybe my all-time favorite Office character, and I know he's super divisive, too. I will tell you, the scene at the end when you walk in, you've purchased the company, and he introduces himself as Bob Zakimakis or whatever he says. I think it is really one of my all-time favorite scenes. The way he delivers it, you know, me growing up, you know, like teenager in the 80s, James Spader for me was in every movie that I loved. And watching him play that character, the pool party that Robert California threw, one of my all-time favorite episodes. Did you like the Robert California character?
I thought he was a lot better than people, you know, as you said, he's very divisive. I got a kick out of him. And I think that was the only day I actually worked with him. When I buy the company and I'm going to finance his research into retired young female Russian
gymnasts,
like their sexual development or something like just horrible. I forget the line. So that's basically it, though, I think. Which is sort of like kind of crazy that like that's what Wallace is going to put $1 million into. Like literally, I think that's what I said. But he was obviously, you know, he was nuts and completely separate, you know, different from what the show had been. But I thought it worked. But I certainly see people saying, no, he's not, you know, you need Steve. Go ahead. Solana, yes, you raise your hand.
Oh, no, that's just our way to signal each other of who's going next. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I apologize, Andy.
Listen, everyone defers to Andy Buckley during this segment. He controls.
I was just wondering, like, I think what makes part of The Office so great are those awkward, uncomfortable scenes that, like, as somebody who's seen The Office front to back, I don't know, or start to finish, like, 8 times, I still have trouble, like, Scott's Tots. Or even like when Jan and Michael are in the office and then you end up firing her, like I cringe and I have to turn away at times. I wonder, as somebody who was there, somebody who read the script, somebody who was a part of the show, when you watch it back, do you have that same reaction as the audience does, which is like, oh, like a Phyllis's Wedding when Michael's just running rampant in there, you know, like you can't help but just sweat while you're watching it. And I wonder, like, do you have that same reaction as well?
I have it. Hello, my name is Michael Scott. he just constantly would introduce himself in his different wedding toasts. Not the episodes that I was in. So, like, you know, when Jan says, is it because of these? You know, and I say, like, it's, I'm not cringing at like that stuff, but Scott's Tots, oh my God, that's just, it's unbelievable how cringeworthy that is. And then, you know, I mean, so many things. Yeah, his wedding toast, and there you got Bob Vance is ready to just like pound him into the ground. So yes, I'm right there with everybody else, you know, cringing. And I mean, the dinner party episode is just, I think that's classic. My all-time favorite. I also love the business school episode because you got Pam's art show where her art was the best art of all the art, to quote Roy from The Warehouse. He's going to be there. By the way, so will Jan Levinson Gould, Astrid's mom. I always joke. I always say, you know, Kevin Malone is Astrid's dad.
When she's calling Astrid assy, it's just like just those low key lines. I don't know. My dilemma. We have Andy Buckley on. I want to know, and we're going to run out of time, but I want to know if there's a thread on text of all the Office characters. But I feel like what I'm doing here is the old Saturday Night Live sketch with Chris Farley, who just, you know, when he has Paul McCartney on, he's like, hey, you know, do you remember? Hey, Jude. Like, that's all I'm doing. I'm just launching my takes about the Office at Andy Buckley. And I don't know if it makes for good radio or not, but it is truly a career highlight for me. And we've talked with some of the greatest athletes in the history of sport, but to be talking with the man who played David Wallace for me, I'm telling you, you're the running soundtrack of my life. I have The Office on at all times. My son is 20 now. He's seen every episode. My wife's seen every episode. But is there a thread? Is there a thread where you're texting, you know, with Oscar and Angela and the rest of the crew?
I think they might have a thread, because I always think I was like the distant cousin of the show the first couple of years. I did finally, after 10 years, somebody dropped out and I joined the Dunder Mifflin Fantasy Football League. So I'm officially in that.
Nice.
Who's the best fantasy football player in the office?
You know what's crazy? Rain Wilson takes it very seriously. He's always like, trying to make trades. He really knows a lot. I think he's won it 1 year. I actually won it the second year I was in it, thanks to my oldest son, who was like, no, Dad, you got to draft this and this. And he did the draft for me. So I was like, here, let's draft Terry Bradshaw. Yeah, he retired 25 years ago. I don't
care about taking Tua Tagovailoa this year in the Dunder Mifflin Fantasy Football League.
There we go. Wait, he's still with the Dolphins, right? Or did he get traded?
Sure. No, he's still with the Dolphins.
There we go. Yeah, like I would be wanting to draft Larry Zonka, the Zonk, to reference one of the all-time great Dolphins. But
living
those
back
are my
in the day,
points.
Man.
I don't know the new players.
You could do Miami Sports Radio if you want to talk about Larry Zonka.
I want Mercury Greasy. Morris on my team, Bob Greasy, and the Zonk.
Let me tell you something. Mercury Morris would have fit in perfectly at Dunder Mifflin. he's exactly the kind of character. Anyway, Andy Buckley played David Wallace on The Office. Just a tremendously underrated character, or maybe properly rated if you have him rated up there. You love it, though. You love having been part of what's considered one of the best series in television history.
It's beyond the lucky break than you can imagine. Every other acting job I get since then, it's always like, Buckley, your audition was not very good, but we're Office fans, so we hired you. We want to talk to you about it. But no, my goodness, it's crazy. It's like the luckiest break ever. I think that everybody involved with it would say that, you know, that life-changing phone call, whether you're Steve and you go from wherever Steve was to wherever Steve went. And me, like, I was working, I had stopped acting. You know, I was working, I was an advisor of Merrill Lynch, which I stayed at the whole time I was there, which
really?
I think, you know, helped.
It's why you got the job, right? It's why you got the job as a CEO, because of your finance background.
I think that's basically it. And they said, hey, can you bring your own suits? It'll save us on wardrobe. And I said, sure, yeah. And of course, whatever it takes.
Did you know it was going to be a recurring character?
I thought it was one day, and that was that. And then I thought, maybe I'll get to do one a year. And then slowly, obviously, over time, they just started using me more. And then it led to other opportunities. I mean, I'm getting to do a show now. That's why I don't know who's seen this, if anybody's seen it. I know it's radio. But I have this very very bushy beard. I'm on a show with Arnold Schwarzenegger now, a Netflix show, and the guy that created it is no joke. He's just a huge Office fan, and he's like, Buckley, I'm an Office fan. Of course I'm going to hire you.
So, that's a cool, yeah, that's a nice calling card to have. So you don't, because some people, they go, some actors, I don't want to be recognized every day for this one character, but you see it as a blessing.
I don't need to talk about my theater credits. Like, are you kidding me? It's the greatest thing ever, you know. And I have fun with it. Like, I have David Wallace business cards I hand out to people.
Now, will you at the convention this weekend? You'll have that big bushy beard still that we're looking at on the video feed.
I have to keep it. I'll be wearing my Suck It sweatshirt as I always do. And I have to keep it through, I guess, the first part of September when we finish.
Will Office fans be annoyed that you don't look like David Wallace the way that we remember?
I hope not, but some of them might be. But, you know, either way, we got to have fun with it. So I know I can't shave it.
What a treat, man. ReunionCon.com is the website. You can get tickets. There are so many Office characters who are going to be there. Oscar Nunez is going to be there. He mentioned Meloria Hardin, who played Jan, Tim Meadows. And I mean, even like the little
cool guy
characters.
Paul. Cool guy Paul.
Cool guy Paul.
He's
Mike
Starr. Who's a Miami guy.
Mike Starr played, which was a famous,
one of the heads of the five families.
Yeah. Like, I mean, just like if you're an Office fan, Saturday and Sunday at the Miami Airport Convention Center is going to be something that you will probably remember for the rest of your life. So again,
and
a quick
funny thing about Cool Guy Paul. He lives in Miami, Florida businessman. He's related to Greg Daniels, who created the show. I think what it is his. His wife is maybe a cousin of Greg Daniels. And I forget the specific, but there's a family relationship. And so they were out in L.A. visiting once, and they went to the set, and all the writers were talking to him. And they're like, this guy is so cool. Like, we got to write. They said, we got to write a part for this guy. And so then, I don't know, a month later, Greg calls him and says, hey, Paul, they wrote a part for you. You're one of the heads of the five families. They want you to fly out and play the part. Can you do this? And he's like, yeah,
that's so cool.
Cool guy Paul.
Was created Cool Guy Paul.
Well, he will be there this weekend. Andy Buckley, who played David Wallace, will be there as well. And so many others. ReunionCon.com. This convention center. Safe travels in. Have a great weekend. And again, what a thrill for you to spend some time with us. That was really enjoyable.
It was my thrill to talk South Florida sports. Come on, forget about it.
Forget about it. Thank you, Andy. And, appreciate
sorry
it.
Sorry you'll be missed, but, you know, we'll FaceTime you up. Where are you going? The Hamptons?
You're going to the Jersey Shore. Margate.
Okay, all right.
Margate on the Jersey Shore.
And well, we'll be thinking of you and you know.
Like, we're best friends now. I might be able to get into that Dunder Mifflin Fantasy Football League.
I'll talk to Dwight and see all if right. they'll let you in.
Fair enough.
I'll talk to Krasinski.
Is he in it? Is he in the league?
He's in it. Yeah, he's in it. Baumgartner takes it very seriously also, a.k.a. Kevin Malone. But we know he's a gambler with his poker earnings, his poker bracelet. And then there's some writers, you know, there's camera guys, there's lighting guys. Like, it's a hodgepodge of the folks that were there.
All right. Well, if there's an open space, because you and I are good buddies now, you let me know.
The best of buddies.
The best of buddies.
My I don't buddy, know about David Solana. Wallace. You know, he's not giving me enough credit
I'm not sure.
for all the
Solana's
episodes.
Solana's kind of known on the show for lying. My guess is he's seen maybe four and a half episodes.
Crowder, I'm not even going to mention him.
I mean, Crowder has no idea about The Office. That's why I was very fortuitous that you were able to join us today, because Crowder wouldn't know where to begin.
He keeps referring to me as Phil Dunphy, and I'm like, that's not the show. That's a different show.
Excellent line. Andy Buckley from The Office. Thanks for making time for us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, fellas.
There you go. You can see him this weekend. Website is reunioncon.com.
We'll see you on the flippity flip, folks.
Great line. We will take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Mitchell Trubisky, if you are listening, would you like to meet me at Flanagan's tonight on Federal Highway in Boca?
Hock and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.